Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Harold McAlinden said, "Do not follow where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two guests whose company developed a path where there was no path in Dallas, Texas. Today's Playmakers company's first client was Norman Brinker. With us today are two owners who are running a company founded by their parents in 1965. These great playmakers are Patty LaBarba and Nancy LaBarba Scott, owners and principals of LaBarba Permit Service. Now, LaBarba Permit Service helps clients obtain a TABC liquor license, including beer and wine permits, brew pub licenses, mixed beverage permits, and TABC renewals. Their parents, Joe and Billy LaBarba, began the business in 1965, and the company has served many of the most successful and prominent alcohol sellers in the state, with clients such as Andrews Distributing, Gloria's, Lombardi's Restaurants, Minyard Food Stores, Javier's, and Katy Trail Ice House. Joe and Billy's two daughters, Nancy and Patty, have been involved in alcohol permitting for decades. They grew up learning the business and took over full-time in the late 1980s following their parents' retirement. So Patty, Nancy, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks.
Both your parents were in the insurance and real estate business. They switched to the liquor permit business in the mid-60s. Why?
Well, they were riding to obtain a liquor license. You had to have a bond posted for either your taxes, mainly for the taxes. And they started riding bonds for people in the restaurant business. And Norman Brinker came in and wanted my dad to help him fill out an application. And I think that just gave them the idea that they could do that and get rid of the insurance business. So they sold it and just thought it was, you know, a new avenue to explore. And they were very go-getters, entrepreneurs, and decided that's where they would go.
Let's go back to Norman Brinker, because Okay. Everybody knows that name from Brinker's and Chili's. How did he find out about what your parents were doing if this wasn't their main business at the time? Did he know them prior to talking to them?
I'm not sure if he knew them, but the restaurant was just up Gaston near Baylor Hospital, and their office was at Gaston and East Grand, so he might have just been coming to them for the bond, and because there's so much paperwork that you have to do for, you know, insurance.
And nobody else really did what your folks started doing in the mid-60s, is that correct?
There was one other lady that started it and was doing it. It was just our parents and this
one other
lady.
They were actually the first ones, and then Opal Carr started her business.
Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing other companies did do that because there were a lot of restaurants and bars that had permits prior to 1965, but nobody really specialized it.
Correct. We're the oldest liquor licensing service in the state of Texas.
As a specialty company mm-hmm. doing that. Well, mm-hmm. let's go back a little bit, because we talked about 1965 when your folks started the business. But your folks, Joe and Billy, started other businesses. What did they do to become get into the liquor business? What are the things we were talking before the show started about some of the other things they did? They were entrepreneurs. So what are the kind of things did they do?
Well, when they were living in Wiley, Texas, they helped out at our grandparents had a restaurant, and they helped out there. They moved to Dallas. Mother went to business school right out of high school.
She worked for an employment agency.
She worked for an employment agency, and our father sold cars, did real estate, and then, you know, they just kind of fell into different forms of business. They bought the insurance agency or started the insurance agency, and then and this evolved into the liquor.
Well, your dad, I know, was born in 1920.
Correct.
So did this all begin after World War II? Did they get married after World War II?
They got married in 1946. So, yes. And that's when they lived in Wiley for a while.
And that was way in the country back then.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Very small town.
As you said, you were one of two. Your company is one of two companies mm-hmm. that were in the liquor permit business. Why now should somebody use La Barbera Permit Service instead of applying for a permit on their own?
It's a process, and you really have to know what you're doing. So we hold our customers' hand. We give them great customer service. We tell them, guide them through the process, fill out the application. It has to go to the city, the county, the sales tax. It goes to the TABC. We make sure all of that's done and it's correctly, you know, prepared. And then you also have to have certain supporting documentation for your application, which we know about, and they may not know if they're doing it on their own. We just make it a faster process.
So there could be one thing they might miss on their own.
Absolutely.
And they can't get their license. The word you used was process, mm-hmm. and you've been doing this so long, you know exactly what the process is. You know the mm-hmm. stumbling blocks that someone may fall into. Mm-hmm. So if I'm opening a bar or restaurant, whatever I'm paying you probably is very inexpensive compared to the time it would take me to do that. Would you
yes.
agree with that?
Yes.
How does Texas compare to other states in terms of why someone needs to have a liquor license?
Well, obviously it helps their business. People walk into a restaurant and would rather probably buy a bottle of wine there and be served a glass instead of BYOB.
Restaurant can upcharge the bottle of wine and... you know, most people don't want to have to carry it around.
Is it recent that liquor stores can now offer sample tastings at liquor stores?
Yes.
You have to have a tasting permit to do that, but yes, you can.
So I have a liquor store. Mm-hmm. It would be to my benefit to go to La Barbera Permit Service to get that permit also.
Sure.
Is there a difficulty in renewing permits? Because I would think that's also a process that you help them with, too.
You can renew permits every 2 years, and we do that for our customer. We send them an invoice. We send them the pages to sign. They get it back to us. Patty takes it to the TABC and personally files it, and we give them a receipt to put on the wall.
So how long does the process take? Once I decide I want to open a restaurant or a bar, and I need to have a liquor license, how long does it can take before I'm actually able to legally sell wine, beer, or alcohol?
It depends. I mean, we can get our work done quickly, the city, state, and county sales tax, but once it goes to TABC, their days vary depending on how busy they are. Right now, it's taking them 55 days to process a permit.
So once I decide I want to open something, I better get you relatively quickly.
Yes.
Correct. Make sure that gets done. There are also parts of Texas where you can't serve alcohol. There are parts of Texas where you can serve beer and wine and not alcohol. Is that also your expertise in helping your clients know exactly what they can and cannot do?
Yes.
And liquor measurements. You can't be within 300 feet of a school, church, or hospital.
Each city has their own ordinances.
You need to be compliant with every single city
yes.
and municipality in the entire state of Texas?
Yes.
So what is your market? Is it all of Texas? Is
yes.
it North Texas?
All
it's
of
all
Texas.
Texas.
Are there other companies like yours around the state?
Yes.
Yes.
That do what you do?
Yes.
So you understand zoning laws, certificate of occupancy, other land use issues,
correct.
All those things that may mm-hmm. may not know. Well, let me ask this question. The liquor laws are strange compared to other laws in most states in the United States. Mm-hmm. Did most of this come as a result of Prohibition or after Prohibition?
Well, I just know from pictures I've seen that, you know, you did take your own bottle of alcohol into a restaurant or a club. They would provide you with setups like, you know, ice, glass, Coke, 7-Up, whatever.
And charge you for that.
And charge you for that.
Can that still be done with restaurants in Dallas that don't have liquor permits, or do you need a permit for that?
No, you don't need a permit, but yes, it can be done.
So if I open a restaurant and don't have a liquor permit, I can allow, depending on the area, I can allow my customers to come in, bring their bottle with them.
Correct.
And just charge them for a setup.
Right.
Now, the state of Texas, because of a restaurant or bar having a permit, makes money tax-wise on the selling of alcohol.
Right.
Why are they almost making it feel that I want to keep you from becoming a purveyor of alcohol in the state of Texas? Is it because it's the state is part of the Bible Belt?
I think it's trying to go in a more friendly direction. They're really trying to not be so regimented. And
the TABC is way more customer-friendly now than it was when our parents started the business.
Right.
Well, back in those days, there really wasn't a company like yours that put everything together for them. I'm sure laws have also changed. There are other things you have to do now than compared to what they had to do back then.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was a little simpler process back then than it is now.
Well, you've been in this business since your parents started it in 65. I'm sure you were working with them as kids growing up. You got into it in the late 80s following their retirement. Mm-hmm. Was that because they needed somebody to take over, or is it because both of you wanted to? Because I know, Patty, specifically, you were a teacher in the Nancy was a teacher in the RISD. Why did you both get into the family business?
I think we had both retired from our previous employment and were home. And
not me.
Okay.
what were you doing?
Well, I was still doing freelance advertising, media buying. I did Channel 5's radio advertising. And then my kids were small. My intent was to work, but to be able to be a room mother and pick them up and do carpool and all that. So I kind of, at one time, had three jobs going. And that worked out. I enjoyed that. But then when they got to the point that they could see retirement in the future and they had bought some property out in the country, they kind of encouraged us to take it over. And it was, you know.
We had worked off and on for them for a length
of time. Kind of part-time.
We kind of knew a little bit.
Well, let me ask you this, because they started in 65. You had your fingers in the business while they were while they were doing it. How much has the business changed in the last 50-plus years since they changed it, or since they retired?
A lot.
We got into it because Mother would bring home renewals, and we had to, because everything expired September 1st.
Once a year.
Well, no matter what, once you had a client, client expired at the same time.
Right, yes.
Which I guess there are some benefits to that. But there's also a lot of work involved.
It was a lot of work. We would sit on the floor and, you know, this was a beer and wine, this was a beer, this was an off-premise, and we'd stack them by their code number.
And no computers back then.
No computers. She would type them up on the typewriter with carbon copies. Had to make three copies. And we had more people at that time come into the office because they had to come in for us to take the application. Nowadays, we can do a lot of things over email, and we still have to get original signatures, but it's much, much quicker.
My guess is you're doing a little bit of running around, because you mentioned going, still have to go to TABC. You're located downtown. How close are those offices to you?
It's about 17 miles to the TABC in Arlington. I go to the city, which is not that far, the county. But then I also travel, like I'll go drop something off, go pick it up, because some cities you can't just mail it. You've got to take it here, then you got to walk it over here, and then you got to walk it here. And
you wait for their signatures, some cities.
Right.
So what I'm hearing is not only do you have to go to the TABC in Arlington, but every single municipality is different, and you have to go there, too.
County,
and you have to know who the players are. Oh, so it's the cities,
and
the counties,
and
the
sales,
states.
Sales tax office as well.
So the sales taxes are going to all three, depending on where they are, and so the permit has to be correct.
Sure.
How easy is it for you to make a mistake, or how hard is it making sure you don't make a mistake?
You just got to know what different cities require, because some of them will take 2 or 3 weeks. Some of them, they'll sign them on the spot. Most of the counties will sign on the spot because they're just certifying that it's in a wet area.
Now, my guess is because you've been doing it so long, the municipalities know who you are.
Correct.
So they probably work with you pretty well.
Right.
Let me talk about dollars. What does it cost to get a permit to be able to sell alcohol or beer or wine in either a restaurant or a bar or a liquor store.
It varies on the type of permit you want. Are you talking about the entire permit, our fee, city, county, everything?
Let's talk about just what it costs for the city, county, state to get their permits.
I mean, total-wise, it could cost you, if you wanted mixed beverage plus late hour, it could cost you between $10,000, $11,000, $12,000 total. Total.
That's with all the other fees that we pay.
Plus, you have to run a legal publication in a newspaper, so we have to know where we can run that, and it has to be done in plenty of time to get that publication attached to the application.
The more you're telling me, the more I realize that whatever money I am paying to LaBarbera Permit
it's a bargain.
Is a bargain. Yes,
it's a bargain.
A bargain. Mm-hmm. Compared to the multiplicity of all the things I would have to do.
Exactly.
And then understanding what all the laws are. Now, if somebody wanted to do this on their own, how difficult would that be? Do you have to do some research to find out everything that has to happen on your own?
You would.
I mean, they've got a kind of a how-to pamphlet online, but it's just knowing the city procedures. If you go to one place before the other, and now the city of Dallas, you have to do a survey. They've got several different affidavits that you have to sign for the city, but the TABC paperwork does not tell you any of that. So,
plus, it's knowing what to put down on the application. What do you say on the application, and what supporting information does TABC need? Because if you're not a Texas resident, then you have to get a background check from wherever you came from. You used to didn't have to do that, but you do now. And if you, whatever investment you're investing, you have to have supportive information on that. So we know that.
And plus the entity mm-hmm. information. You know, if you've got an entity that has limited partnerships, and mm-hmm. it's all got to be spelled out. Mm-hmm. And
if I'm opening a restaurant, my expertise is either in running a restaurant or being a business person. It's not in getting all these permits mm-hmm. taken care of when it involves liquor.
Right.
But if I'm going to have a restaurant in the state of Texas, especially in the larger cities, if you don't have a liquor license, you're going to lose out a lot of business. Is that correct?
Correct.
Exactly. And that's the service we provide. We do what we know how to do. You can run your business.
So you would basically be coming to me, letting me know what I need to do, mm-hmm. how much it's going to be, and you're really doing all the running around.
Absolutely.
I mean, not physically running around, but know what to put on the applications, mm-hmm. When it needs to go in, mm-hmm. when the renewals have to happen. If I have a restaurant, I don't get renewed in time, what kind of penalties are there if I continue serving liquor in between the expiration and the beginning of my next permit?
You have to renew your permit. Once you renew it, you have to renew it within 30 days. You can sell alcohol in that 30 days, but you have to renew the permit. If you forget and don't renew your permit in 30 days, you have to start over and apply for a new permit.
Well,
but you can't sell alcohol in those 30 days.
You cannot, right.
So you just have to stop.
Yeah.
Until you turn it in. If you've got like three permits, like a mixed beverage, a late hour, and say a caterer's permit, and you're one day late, you pay $100 on each one of those for a late fee. And then you can sell. But if you wait a week, you can't sell
during that time.
Well, we're in the city of Dallas having this conversation. And as far as I'm concerned, I tell people around the United States, this is the best city in the United States to be in terms of cost of living mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And everything else going on here. The state of Texas is growing. The city of Dallas is growing. My guess is your business continues moving upwards. Is that correct?
Yes.
I hope so, yeah.
I mean, with the growth of this area, more and more restaurants are opening
up. There's so much development going on.
And every time they build new areas, we were talking about one area such as Prosper, mm-hmm. North of Frisco. As that starts expanding, more restaurants will open. And again, a need for your business.
Absolutely.
Correct. Can you handle it all?
Yes, we can.
So you want to. You definitely want to handle
Absolutely.
More business. So my next question is, somebody listening to this is in the restaurant business or considering opening up a restaurant, bar, liquor store in Texas. What should they do?
Well, they can go online and look at our website, or they can give us a call, and we will and tell us where they're interested in having a permit, and we can narrow it down and let them know what they can do and what they can't do.
Well, tell everybody what your website is.
LaBarbera Permit Service.com.
LaBarbera Permit Service.com. Well, Patty, Nancy, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. This was interesting, fascinating. This is something I know nothing about, and I know it's very complicated, so congratulations for having a great business.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You are definitely playmakers, because playmakers are people that make something happen, and you were both making something happen in the city of Dallas and also the state of Texas, so congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you, all of you, for listening to us. This has been a great show. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com. We can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.